how would you say that something happened to him in school, you know, and he no longer stopped? He was, maybe he was a headache or something, you might say.
Sick.
Okay, he
sick.
How would you say it? He what at school?
He got sick or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if a person has a sick feeling mm-hmm. right down mm-hmm. here, you might say, he what? He feels sick?
In his stomach.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you all have a name for a sort of noisy, prankish celebration that they do for people right after a wedding?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you all have a word for that? What do you call that?
A shower or something.
Okay, and is that, now, is a shower that business where they take presents? Or is it just a celebration?
Yes, a celebration, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They get married, and mm-hmm. then maybe there's mm-hmm. a big party mm-hmm. and so
celebrate, yes.
Okay. What about one when maybe they went to the newlywed's house mm-hmm. after dark, went mm-hmm. outside and made a lot of noise mm-hmm. and tried to worry them? Do you remember anything
like that? Serenade.
Okay. Yeah. they still do that?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't heard of one, not
yeah.
a long time, a regular serenade.
Yeah,
I've been in.
A long time
yes,
ago?
Yes, a long time ago.
Yeah, it was fun.
yes.
Did anybody do it to you when you were married?
No, ma'am.
No?
But way back down then, we did. It's a mighty rough.
Yeah, but go outside and beat on things.
Yes.
Keep awake all
yeah.
night.
Yeah, do everything.
Yeah. okay, all right. And what do some people call, if they want to frighten children, say there's a spook, you might say, you better behave or what will get you?
Old Scratch or Old Satan or something.
Okay.
Scratch will get it.
Okay. And how would you greet a friend on December the 25th? If you met somebody, you might say, well...
I would say, how would I greet? Hello, Mrs. So-and-so.
Yeah, but if it's on December 25th, a special day, you know, what might you say?
Christmas. Gift for us.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay. And was there any custom connected with that about who said it first or anything? Do you remember anything about it? If you met somebody on December the 5th?
Christmas gift, yeah.
Yeah, if you say Christmas gift, what does that mean? That somebody's supposed to give you something?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes,
if you have a very heavy suitcase to go from one place to another, you might say, well, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Love this suitcase.
Okay. And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water?
Cuda.
And what about a similar creature if it lives on the land? Something that looks just like that one in the water, maybe, but it lives on land.
Gopher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Explain that again.
The intestines, you know, of a hog, if it can be eaten, what do you call that? Can be cooked and eaten. You know, the intestines, if you can...
Oh, yeah, chitlins, yeah.
And what about the, and can the insides of any other creatures be eaten?
The inside of any other creatures?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
What else? Does chitlins only mean if it's of a hog?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg, that little...
Is it yellow?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the upper part of a man's body is his...
Chest.
Excuse me. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on?
Boat.
Okay. Is there any difference when it has a pointed front and a square front? Do you have a different word for it if it has a pointed front and a square front?
I would say yes, ma'am. I would say we got a sharp front. And
on a boat. You'll call it a boat.
Yes, a sharp front on a boat and a square front.
Okay, you don't call them anything besides a boat?
No, ma'am. That's not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.